Haruka's form indicates, for example, that his 12 arms indicate we should abandon the 12 dependent related links, you know, including dependent related ignorance, right? And his wearing, I think it's the tiger skin, indicates that we should abandon hatred. But there's no specific thing in his physical form showing us that we should abandon attachment. And Venerable Geshe says, it's because when we're practicing highest yoga tantra, we don't abandon all of our attachment at once. But we need to reduce our strong desire for worldly pleasure. Otherwise, we cannot transform the worldly pleasure into the spiritual path because we have too much attachment. There's no room in our mind to transform that pleasure into a virtuous object. Do you see what I mean? So in sutra, we're working to reduce our desire for worldly pleasure. This is an important preparation for successfully practicing tantra, so that we can then transform the worldly pleasure we experience into the spiritual path, which will increase our enjoyment, by the way, you know? Okay, so this is the sutra teaching is, understanding this, you should reduce your desire for worldly pleasure. But in tantra, he gives a special method to transform attachment to objects of desire into the spiritual path to enlightenment. This is called taking objects of desire into the path to enlightenment. Object of desire for human beings is their main aim. We enjoy every day. So now we take these experiences into the path to enlightenment. Path, in this context, means in reality what leads to enlightenment. Therefore, worldly pleasure we take as the path to liberation and enlightenment. Wonderful, right? You know? So you can see, a skillful practitioner who has some experience of sutra has some ability to control their strong desire, even though we have not abandoned it, with some ability to control it a little, at least, you know, not to be completely under the control of it, and has the wisdom of tantra, then we can use our daily experience of worldly pleasure to make progress on the path to liberation and enlightenment. This is one of tantra's extraordinary good qualities, uncommon good qualities. This Buddha explained in tantra as a special method to abandon attachment quickly, and, of course, anger and other delusions quickly. This means the practice of transforming worldly pleasure into the spiritual path we need to integrate into our daily life, because every day we enjoy daily pleasure. So it is necessary to pervade day and night. So now, how to practice? Okay. Do you remember in the highest yoga tantra empowerments, we were given the instruction that we should not abandon objects of desire, but to enjoy them with our experience of great bliss and emptiness. Okay. So this means we practice transforming worldly pleasure into the spiritual path. We need to integrate this into our daily life. Okay, so this transforming worldly pleasure into the path needs to be one of our main practices every day. Why? Because every day we are enjoying daily pleasure. Not just eating, drinking, but hearing good news or beautiful music, seeing beautiful forms, touching smooth and pleasing objects, you know, with so many experiences of pleasure. Even like taking a shower, you know, when we are cold and then we become warm, when we are warm and then we cool down. So your teacher can explain generation stage and completion stage, but there is a simple way we can practice in conjunction with Heart Sutra. So in the Haruka Body Mandala empowerment, we were given the instruction, do not abandon objects of desire, but enjoy them with the experience of great bliss and emptiness. So this takes a lot of wisdom. Okay? We can definitely do this, but we need to understand how to generate great bliss, at least through correct imagination, and then remember the meaning of emptiness and feel our mind of great bliss and emptiness have become one nature. And then we enjoy that object of desire with our mind of great bliss and emptiness. So this takes some practice and skills. So a higher practice is a practice of highest yoga tantra. So now Venerable Geshe, Venerable Geshe says your teacher can teach you how to practice generation stage and completion stage. Okay, so how to do this practice? He says, but now I will teach you a simple way that you can do in conjunction with heart jewel. The meaning is the same, but the way of doing it is simple and can be practiced in conjunction with heart jewel. So here's the practice. We should remember during the empowerment of Jesongkhapa, you received the special blessing of Jesongkhapa's body, speech, and mind, and body, speech, and mind together, the four blessing empowerments. When you received the concluding blessing, at that time a strong request was made by the spiritual guide, and with ritual prayer, finally Jesongkhapa, who is inseparable from your spiritual guide, Buddha Shakyamuni and Buddha Heruka, called Guru Sumati Buddha Heruka, finally dissolves into your continuously residing mind, your root mind at your heart. Your continually residing mind and Jesongkhapa become inseparably one. Okay, they mix. Jesongkhapa's mind and our mind, they mix, become inseparably one at our heart. So Guru Tsongkhapa and our mind at our heart are one. Okay, so our mind is at our heart. Therefore, Jesongkhapa or Guru Sumati Buddha Heruka is at our heart, because our mind and continuously residing mind and Guru Sumati Buddha Heruka are inseparably one. This is the way of receiving the concluding blessing. The spiritual master gave you a special practice as commitment. You should always keep, which means remember, Jesongkhapa, inseparable from your spiritual guide, Buddha Shakyamuni, Buddha Heruka, or Guru Sumati Buddha Heruka, at your heart, with the strong recognition he is inseparable from your continuously residing mind. Then you should remember this. So this is the first step. Remember Guru Sumati Buddha Heruka at your heart with a strong recognition he is inseparable from your root mind or continually residing mind. Okay, next step. With this practice, you can engage in the practice of transforming worldly pleasure into the spiritual path in conjunction with this practice, as your spiritual guide taught you. You should keep Guru Sumati Buddha Heruka at your heart, strongly recognize that he and your continually residing mind are inseparably one. Then he gave the commitment saying, whenever you are eating or drinking, imagine you make offering to Guru Sumati Buddha Heruka. This instruction encourages you to transform your daily experience of worldly pleasure into the spiritual path, day and night. When you experience any worldly pleasure, this pleasure you offer to Guru Sumati Buddha Heruka at your heart, inseparable from your continually residing mind. This commitment, the spiritual teacher who gave empowerment, gave you this commitment. When you are eating or drinking, or we could say enjoying any object of desire. And normally we start with eating and drinking, and because we do this a lot, you know. So, but whenever we enjoy any object of desire, whenever you're eating or drinking or enjoying any object of desire, imagine you are making the offering to Jesongkhapa inseparable from your spiritual guide, Buddha Shakyamuni and Buddha Heruka. This instruction encourages you to transform your daily experience of worldly pleasure. It should be transformed into the spiritual path.